I'll never forget those sirens in my rearview mirror, the sound and how my heart dropped in that very moment.
David Tyree is a Super Bowl champion. But years before he achieved his Super Bowl victory, David was living an out-of-control lifestyle.
You know, being asked to get out that car and them searching the car and pulling out that half a pound of marijuana. And it was a deflating moment in my life. I've been no stranger to struggle. I've made my share of mistakes.
My foolish heart led to trouble. But I followed anyway. David Tyree began a new chapter in his life that night. He's going to share what happened that changed him on this episode of GPS, God, People, Stories. I'm Phil Fleischman.
And I'm Jim Kirkland. You'll also hear from Billy Graham about the importance of making changes in your life.
Because you see, only one God can occupy the throne of your heart. It's either the world and its pleasures and its gods, or it's Christ. Which is it for you?
Hear the rest of Billy Graham's message a little later in this episode. And if you would like to know more about Jesus Christ at any time while you're listening or even later, we have a website that you can go to. It is findpeacewithgod.net. One more time, that's findpeacewithgod.net.
GPS. God, People, Stories.
That day, we were the underdogs. It was a game many thought was over before we even played.
David Tyree's claim to NFL fame is known as the helmet catch. It was Super Bowl 42, February 3rd, 2008. The New York Giants were playing the undefeated New England Patriots.
Late in the fourth quarter, Giants quarterback Eli Manning threw a pass downfield, barely avoiding a sack.
As I look back, it was easy to see Eli was under duress. I knew I was open, but I wouldn't be open for long.
David Tyree jumped up, pinned the ball against his helmet, and held it there as he was tackled. It was a catch that gained 32 yards.
The Giants were down 4 points when David made that catch. They ended up winning the Super Bowl 17-14. David Tyree was the unlikely hero of the game. He'd only caught a few passes all season, which was actually the norm for him since being drafted out of Syracuse a few years earlier.
The New York Giants drafted me in the sixth round of the 2003 draft, and it was everything that I was looking for, and I just enjoyed every moment of it.
Years before the famous helmet catch, when David was first entering the NFL, he also began to make some bad choices.
You know, most people would like to think that, you know, money would solve all your problems. And I found that the money only multiplied the evils that were in my life. It just gave me access to more of the things that I craved the most. You know, if I didn't have marijuana, now I'm able to buy all the marijuana that I wanted. You know, I was one person in public and a totally different person in private.
David managed to have a successful first season in the NFL and was named Special Teams Rookie of the Year, but his drug and alcohol use was spiraling out of control.
You know, I smoked weed every single day throughout my rookie year, and I began to not just smoke the weed, I began to sell the weed. My struggles with alcohol were a lot more than just having a good time and getting wasted and laughing away. There were times where my blackouts, you know, led me to places where I woke up the next day and naked in a bed and not knowing, you know, what happened the night before.
There is one night in particular, though, that David Tyree clearly remembers. March 2nd, 2004.
David was driving in New Jersey with two friends during the NFL offseason. He was speeding, and police pulled him over.
I'll never forget those sirens in my rearview mirror, the sound and how my heart dropped in that very moment. You know, being asked to get out that car and them searching the car and pulling out that half a pound of marijuana. And it was a deflating moment in my life.
All three men in the car were arrested.
As I was being pulled into that Fort Lee jail cell, I realized that I was broken. You know, I was broken and there was no one to look at other than myself. And at that moment, nothing else mattered. I just knew I needed something more. When I was in that jail cell, I realized I'm 24 years old, NFL Special Teams Rookie of the Year, New York Giants Rookie of the Year, and now I had ruined it all.
I've been lost in the shadows. In the valley of despair, in the middle of a battle, where I've never been more scared.
David Tyree thought he had ruined it all. But looking back now, David knows that God was at work in that situation and in his heart. David surrendered his life to Christ as he sat in the jail cell.
I ended up in a fetal position, crying and weeping out to God. I could no longer resist God's love. the person of Jesus Christ was now a reality in my life. It wasn't just a myth. It wasn't just a figment or this idea. The forgiveness of sins is what actually sets man free. And I was immediately transformed.
Transformed indeed. The very next day, David gave up drugs and alcohol, began reading the Bible daily, and a few months later, married his girlfriend.
4 years later, David made the helmet catch, which many sportscasters call the greatest play in Super Bowl history. But David knows he wouldn't have made it to that high point in his life and his NFL career if not for that night spent in a jail cell, crying out to God for help.
I knew that I experienced a love that had changed my life forever, and I knew there was never going to be any looking back for me.
I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward because I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
What about you? What I'm asking here is, are you ready to put your past behind you and begin a brand new life? It's possible if you have a personal relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ.
The Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Surrender your heart to Jesus and you can experience the same transformation that happened to David Tyree.
You can learn more about doing just that at our website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net.
You're listening to GPS, God, People, Stories, a podcast production of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Americans tend to think of athletes as godlike beings.
Billy Graham.
We make too much of some of the young players, and these young players sometimes just cannot take it, and they crack up because it takes experience and maturity to take all the money and all the fame so suddenly at such a young age. Because you see, only one God can occupy the throne of your heart. It's either the world and its pleasures and its gods, or it's Christ. Which is it for you? Every person that ever lived has to make the same choice. Now, you can't change your past, but you can determine your destiny by deciding for Christ. He died on the cross so that all the sins you've ever committed, all the things you've ever done wrong, are forgiven. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. Come to Christ. He will give you a new strength and a new power. And a new joy, and a new peace, and a purpose for living.
And now back to the hosts of GPS, Jim Kirkland and Phil Fleischman.
Would you do us a favor? Could you be praying for victims of flooding in Illinois, West Virginia, and Wisconsin? Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team have been on the scene, and they're ministering to people like this woman, Mary, whose basement was flooded.
It was a basement that was partially furnished. We had a bed, carpeting, paneling, desk, bookcases, a lot of stuff stacked down there for storage and that, and all of it went out in the garbage. It was all ruined.
Mary is a follower of Jesus Christ, and she says she has experienced God's peace throughout the entire ordeal. She was thrilled when she saw chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team come to her house.
They just prayed with us. They were so great. It just brightened my whole day.
You can learn more about the work of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team at our website, billygrahamradio.org. Just click on What We Do.
Our guest on this episode of GPS has been Super Bowl champion David Tyree. Today, David works once more for the New York Giants as their director of player development. His job is to mentor young NFL players so that they don't make the same mistakes he did.
David believes the biggest mistake that anyone can make is not putting their faith in Jesus Christ. You can do that by coming to God in prayer.
It is a simple prayer, but surrendering your heart to Jesus is the most important decision you will ever make. If you want to learn more about making that decision for yourself, you can check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net.
Our thanks to David Tyree for sharing with us on this episode of GPS, God, People, Stories. Thank you for listening. I'm Phil Fleischman.
And I'm Jim Kirkland. A thank you also goes out to Citizen Way as well for letting us use their music in this episode of GPS, which is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It covers every part of me, my soul.